This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Bring up whatever you want as we launch here into the third hour of the program. You dial toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. There's the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We've been kind of focused on money and technology here tonight. Of course, government money is old technology. Cryptocurrency is newer technology. And we were just talking about the differences between privacy coins with the world of cryptocurrency, like Zencash and Monero, versus the privacy aspects of cash. And in my opinion, the privacy coins are better than cash because, well, not only do they have the privacy aspect, but they're more convenient because you don't have to carry cash around. You're less likely to suffer, you know, from robberies and things like that. You can't get shortchanged when it comes to, you know, a privacy coin because you're sending the exact amount that the person requested. And there's other reasons, too. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. And then maybe we'll talk about the Swedish government and Swedish society, which has gone to mostly cashless, like a surprising amount of cashlessness over in Sweden. And you had brought that up originally, but I pulled up a story here from the BBC. But first, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I really... You know what? I'm going to predict and believe that we're going to have an openly homosexual congressman from Albuquerque area. It's called a District 1 area. But I know that he's going to win the primary, and I know that he's going to win it in November. So he just came out of the closet just recently. So
really?
I know that I'm going to vote for him in the primary if I can. And then I'm going to...
Now, this isn't anything new. I mean, there have been homosexual Congress people before, right?
Is this a conservative area? No, it's not, right?
No, not really. I mean, the whole state of New Mexico tends to be blue, but I don't... There might be some conservative
area.
It
seems so bizarre that, like, to hear about people just coming out now, like, it's...
Yeah, I mean, are you saying, Sarah, that this is, like, some sort of brave thing this politician has done? I mean, it's 2018.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that when he was running for counselor, he's our current city counselor. And I could never, he had a picture of with a woman with a baby, and I was thinking that must be his wife when he was running for city counselor. But if he was just talking, he was just a community person. So I was very confused. I thought that he was married with a son. But, okay, so then now he came out and said that I was a homosexual since when I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. And then,
well, most of them are, most people are homosexuals from the day they were born, from the ones I've talked to. And Chris, I mean, is that true for you? Like, you've always known you were into guys, right?
Since I knew I was into guys, sure. Right, right. I mean, since I knew I was into,
something.
Yes.
It was guys.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
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 So, yeah, I was quite bewildered why that picture was. I mean, he kept that a secret. But still, you know what? I'm still going to vote for him because he gave he worked very hard. He attended like 50 ART meetings, and he's for the environment. He's like a very progressive Democrat. And that's what appeals to me, whether he's a homosexual, whatever he is, bisexual.
So why is it even worth talking about that he's homosexual?
Yeah, I kind of wonder, like, what brings this up exactly?
You know what? The point is, well, the media is hammering him, and that's why I know. The local media.
About what? Yeah, for what?
Well, he said the F beep, and he said the NRA, I will, you know, they could go to hell. Or I don't know. He said that he bleeped it. Is that I hate the NRA, you know, F and NRA. I'm going to have gun control, and we need people that represent us in the Congress.
Okay. So he's not getting roasted because he's gay. He's getting roasted in the media because of some controversial statements.
Right, so he said the F, but he bleeped it in his commercial.
Yeah, I appreciate you not saying it. Thank you. Right. So it really has nothing to do. The controversy around this guy has nothing to do with the fact that he's homosexual. It has to do with his opinions on issues.
Well, no. He said that he used the F word and he bleeped it out. And then
okay. You're repeating yourself. I'm just confirming here. It's not because he's homosexual. He used the F word. That offended people. I think that's good that, you know, at the very least, the fact that he's not gay or that the fact that he is gay is not the issue here. Finally, maybe we've moved along from people being offended by that kind of thing.
I don't know. It sounds like we haven't because she brought it up in the first place. Like,
well, yeah, like you said, why is she even bringing this
up?
She hasn't
answered
that question.
What this whole thing was about. Because I was under the impression that she was going to talk about homosexuals or homosexuality or something along those lines.
Well, she mentioned that he is a homosexual and he came out.
But why
recently.
Mention that? Like, that's why I don't understand.
The whole thing is that every time they talk about it, right after what they say, it's like, well, he's gay. He's homosexual. And they take all the callers and then he's a faggot. You know, the next caller is either homosexual, you know, and that comes along with it. So they all.
So now you're talking about talk radio's audience. You're saying the talk radio, conservative talk radio, some of the callers are mean about that.
Oh yeah. So then, if they screen the caller,
that makes more sense.
If they're gonna bash him, if they say they're gonna bring up and rub the homosexual part of it, they'll let him ramble on. They'll call him a faggot, you know, because they're talking about
that's not very nice.
The F word. Well,
yeah.
but you know what? That's how I know. That's why I say that he's gonna get the primary. That he's gonna win the November when somebody that gets attacked to that degree. Why are they attacking him? Because they know that he's going to get the primary.
They're scared. You might be right about that, Sarah.
I think I see where she's going with
this. You might be right about that.
Yeah, I could definitely see a certain political crowd. Basically, like going out there and voting, you know, for him because he's gay or whatever, or
against
for that matter,
him because he's gay,
or against him. And the same thing happens.
Which is the stupidest way to vote,
right?
But, you know.
Right. Same thing happens with you know, people of color and people, women, right. Frequently. That's a terrible reason to vote for somebody or not vote for somebody.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mortified Penguin. He is in Virginia on Skype. Hello there.
Hey, can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I was just listening earlier to your Linux talk. I'm a pretty much a Linux noob. I run Linux Mint, too. I've been running it for like 6 to 10 months, something like that. And I was actually having some trouble with the Monero GUI when it was upgraded. And I was asking everybody about it, and I wanted to call into one of these shows. And eventually I found a fix, and then I was scrambling recently. Now we were talking about it, that it could be after that conversation that you had on the Discord about that it could be a phishing, it could be like an infected thing to steal your private keys.
Mm-hmm.
I just did some forensic work and found out that I did get it from Bill Monero, but apparently there is a version that works up until today, and I can't get it to work.
Okay, so you did get it from the official site, or you didn't get it from the official site? I missed that.
I did. I went through my history and found
out
where I got it.
All right, that's good. But even then, some of these sites will say you need to check the hash on files these days just because they're worried about some hacker putting a bad file on their FTP server or whatever.
It's happened with something before that I downloaded. It was actually Linux Mint itself actually had a
the hashing is actually more to do with corruption in the download process than it has to do with security.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's they're probably telling you to hash it just to make sure. Because think of it this way.
Just to make sure it downloaded completely.
If you download like an ISO, okay, which is like a
CD
basically, and then you burn to a CD or you move it to a flash drive, if it's corrupted in the process of downloading it, you might have a program that doesn't run correct after you've done the install.
Right. So it might install completely, but not really.
Yeah, not work right. And if it crashes a lot or whatever, that could be the cause.
That makes more sense because, in theory, a hacker could replace the file and replace the text of the hash. So, like, you wouldn't know. For listeners that don't know, this hashing thing is a thing that sort of, I don't know how to describe what it does, but it looks at the code, it looks at the program, and it comes up with a very short series of letters and numbers.
It's like a fingerprint. It identifies the file, and if you change that file and you run.
If the file changes even one byte, it'll right. change the hash
right,
code
exactly.
later.
And so one of the reasons the hashes are useful is if there's, you know, these especially with Linux and ISOs and things like that, that when you download the operating system, mm-hmm. you can download it from anywhere around the world, right? Because it's freely distributable
right.
and
it's mirrored all over the
right.
place.
So you don't know if a particular mirror is malicious, but if you go to the main source for that image, you can get the
and
hash.
Say here's
and
a hash,
it, and you'll know,
and you confirm that.
Yeah,
Penguin. I don't know if you had anything else you wanted. Were you calling about something else? Tonight.
Yeah, well, I really want to say something about Monero. You can get some other builds, or maybe some updated builds that are unofficial, not unofficial releases on getmonero.org.
All right.
And so
good to
that
know.
Is a possibility. But I wanted to ask about these.
All right, stand by. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
He was such a sweet, right. lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets. And they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Books farms and delivered straight to your mom. So they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you'll get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter FTL. That's BOUQS.com. And remember to enter FTL to save an extra 15%. Books.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, Discord's on-air call-in line room for you is there over at our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. And several of the Free Talk Live co-hosts, including myself, are on that Discord at various different times throughout the day. It's there 24/7, so you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show, and it's free over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, it is almost time up for Mother's Day flower purchasing, at least if you want to get it before Mother's Day. At this point, and at this point, only people in certain markets can get same-day delivery on Saturday. So if you are totally a last-minute procrastinator, you can still get the FTL discount over at Bouqs.com. B-O-U-Q-S, like bouquets, Bouqs.com. Use code FTL to save 15%. Your mom's going to post pictures of these flowers and brag about you because some of them are so beautiful. They're even coming from farms on the side of a volcano. Now, not all of them come from volcano farms, but you can actually look when you're ordering the flowers. It will show you the farmer's name and location and, like, information about that farm. So if you're really interested in, like, sustainable farming and supporting farmers around the globe, this is a way to do it. And also get your mom some really nice flowers. Now, if you are if mom is not in one of the Saturday delivery areas, because, again, it's very limited where you could get Saturday delivery for tomorrow, or I guess, yeah, that is tomorrow. It's pretty limited. So you might have to get her Monday. It might be a little bit late since you've waited this long. So if you are a procrastinator, you understand. You might have to call mom on Monday and, you know, apologize.
No, I have a question. If I get these flowers, does that mean I don't have to talk to my mom?
I can't tell
What's the rules on that?
The relationship with your mom. I mean, if you're getting flowers for your mom, presumably you would want to talk to her at some point. But I guess some people might be in a position where they'd be willing to buy their mother flowers, but not willing to talk to her. and you can actually include a note, by the way, with Bouqs. So,
there we go. Solves the problem.
That does all the talking for you.
I think so, too.
Bouqs.com, code FTL, like Free Talk Live, save 15%. Again, if you are waiting till the last minute, it is now basically the last minute if you're listening to us live here on this Friday night edition. Bouqs.com, code FTL for 15% off. All right, let's go back to Mortified Penguin. He had another question, and it's a great night for technology talk because, Chris, you are a tech, I don't know, guru is the right word, but you certainly know more about Linux than I do. And Penguin, you had a question related to VPNs?
Yeah, I actually upgraded my VPN and switched companies, and I mean, I have a general idea what they do, what they're for, and I...
A VPN is a virtual private network, for listeners that aren't familiar, and this is a way for people to, in theory, obscure what they're doing on the Internet, meaning that if you're connected to a VPN, at the very least, your Internet service provider shouldn't know what you're doing. But, of course, the VPN provider, then you have to trust them to not be logging the things that you're doing through their connection. And, of course, which ones are trustworthy is a whole other question. So you made a switch.
And, you know, the other thing that it does is it mixes your traffic with other people's traffic. So right now you might have a dedicated IP. Well, when you have a VPN provider, they mix your traffic. So you have one IP just for multiple people.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's harder to track people and things of that nature.
I didn't know that because I figured when I've used VPNs, I've connected and gotten different IP addresses each time I've connected.
Sure, but
so
there's multiple users on the same IP.
You're saying they're sharing that IP.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Generally speaking,
of course,
unless you
if
have a
they wanted to
one.
Log you and track you, then they could, right? Like, so you still have to trust the VPN.
You're still
provider.
Trusting the VPN provider, but the sites that you're visiting, that's who's going to have a harder time tracking you.
Now, of course, you could always connect to a VPN and then connect to Tor once you've connected to the VPN, and that, in theory, should also give you an extra layer of protection.
Yeah, especially if you do the setup right. It actually is very interesting because if you do the setup right, then you have a router in between. So this is a product we sell, actually, where the VPN software runs on a router. What happens is if a malicious party, say, wants to identify you, and they exploit your system basically to do so, to find out what your real IP address is, all they end up getting is the VPN provider's address. And if they're doing this en masse, by the time they get around to, like, figuring out who it is, chances are there's no logs left for them to go after you.
Penguin, I don't know if you even asked your question yet, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, actually, I just kind of wanted a rundown of from the man himself, you know, like the next kind of the benefits of using the VPN, and I guess it's basically it. And you can change your location, I guess, where you're coming from. So I know the service I use does have some servers integrate Tor, and you can do like you can go through two different servers and stuff, but it's a little more of a complex system. And I guess the point is the whole thing is does the VPN provider have logs? In this my particular provider is in a very let's how we say neutral country.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's another important question: is where is the office of the VPN provider? Because if it's in the United States, to me that's like red alert, look out. Even if they claim they don't have logs, what are they gonna say if the FBI comes in there and you know, or the CIA or whatever, and they're you need to log this?
It's actually interesting. So there's no law in the United States that mandates logging. There is in Europe though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't mean there's a law. I'm saying if the feds come in there and they say to the owner of the business, you know, we've got a warrant. We want to get the logs for this customer.
A warrant doesn't actually do that. A warrant would be for them to seize
something
that already exists. So they can't make you do something.
They can't make
you create a product or to log or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah. That's totally outside of what they're.
It still wouldn't surprise me if they tried to intimidate.
Oh, they have. I mean, but that doesn't mean it's been successful. They tried to do that with Apple. They tried to force them to put a backdoor in, and they finally gave up because
Apple actually refused.
Apple refused, they did try to also do it with. There was an email provider where they tried to force them to hand over.
You're talking about Lava Bit?
Encryption keys, I think. Yeah.
They did. We followed that story. We actually had Ladar Levinson on the show.
Oh, really? Interesting. That's awesome.
He was at a crypto conference, actually, and that's where we met him.
Oh, cool.
But in that case, they were asking him to hand over something that existed, right? The encryption key. But the way he handed it over was brilliant. He printed it in like 4-point font. And, of course, it's incredibly long in, like, pages or whatever of length.
You know what was kind of interesting in that case, I think, is the encryption key wasn't evidence of anything. So it really shouldn't have been subject to seizure in the first place.
Well, whatever. He turned it over just in a way they weren't expecting.
Yeah, yeah,
so he complied with the order and then shut down LavaBit.
He should have made objections at a certain point, and he didn't, from what I understand. And he didn't have a lawyer when he went in there. And I think that was the biggest mistake. Yeah.
Well, he managed to pull it off. Like, he gave them that and then shut his business down.
Yeah, I mean, he did get away with he did get away with it, but it cost him his business.
Sure, but at the same time,
nobody else is going to do that.
At the same time, he made a name for himself off of that. I mean, to some extent.
Oh, absolutely, you know, made a name for himself.
The publicity that he got was incredible from that, and he's relaunched something since then. So,
he has,
sort of like how Kim.com.
I have to wonder how successful that was relative to the original business.
I mean,
the original LavaBit was popular.
Yeah, I don't know. I suspect he still had his database of users. So
I don't know what the alternative is. Like, what is his new business? I don't even know what that is. I know it existed, right? And this is the problem with publicity. We know who he is, but we don't necessarily know his new business.
But I'm not seeking whatever it was, right? So that's why I didn't retain that data. Hey, thanks to Mortified Penguin for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I suspect it's something similar, just a new business.
Yeah, I believe it is.
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Clinic. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free and join us. We've been talking about technology, cryptocurrency, old money like fiat money, and various different aspects of those things here tonight on Free Talk Live. Joining you is Ian.
And Chris.
And also, I want to make sure you know about $6shirts.com. In fact, I am wearing my $6 shirt, one of my $6 shirts, here in the studio tonight. Let's see if I can get it on the webcam. Yeah, there it is. So, it's Snake Plissken. Anybody who's ever seen Escape from New York, or, I mean, probably fewer people have seen Escape from Los Angeles, but old Snake Plissken, the character with Kurt Russell and classic action films from John Carpenter. This is one of the myriad of really cool, like, pop culture, movie-related shirts that they have at $6 Shirts over at 6, the number $6shirts.com. They got a huge selection of just some really brilliant, fun, and awesome shirts in a variety of different categories. Not just, you know, pop culture movies, but also there's video games, there's sports, there's politics. So all kinds of stuff you can find and you can wear and wear with pride over at $6shirts.com. You can save 10%, by the way, by using code FTL over at $6shirts. And they do accept Bitcoin. The company is run by a libertarian, so really there's no reason not to go over there. It's almost a guarantee that you're going to find something that you think is pretty cool and would be happy to wear over at $6shirts.com. That's the number $6shirts.com. Again, code FTL for 10% off. Over at $6shirts.com. As we continue, we go to Beaker in Idaho. Beaker, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris.
Hey, host. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I called in actually to talk to ask Chris a couple questions about the router that he sells on thinkpenguin.com.
Yeah.
I did mention here, you mentioned $6 shirts. I actually designed a shirt probably 10 years ago for them. And I sent the design. They rejected it, unfortunately. I thought it was great. It had pictures of Death Star on it, and it said Death Star was an inside job. right, but they rejected it, and I just printed them myself. But, Chris, I wanted to ask you real quick. I know you guys sell the VPN-enabled routers. I'm in the IT industry, and I was wondering, do you guys base that on pfSense, or what sort of open source do you base that on?
Oh, that's a good question. So it's actually based on a distribution called LibreCMC, or I should say it's not based on it. It runs a distribution called LibreCMC. It's based on it's a fork of OpenWRT, basically, but without the proprietary components. So
these are all what you're talking about. Let me try to decode what you're saying here. You're talking about router firmware that is different than your typical Cisco or Linksys or the typical brands out there.
Yeah.
You're talking about open source router firmware that is that's what you're discussing.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, and I'm talking about going to an extreme length in terms of security and privacy and things like that.
Yeah.
Because basically, OpenWRT and basically all your open source firmwares have proprietary components that are needed in order to make the routers work.
I see.
So the routers we sell actually don't have those proprietary components. We strip that out.
But they work anyway.
They work anyway because we have the sources for the Wi-Fi components and various other pieces so that we actually know there's no backdoors in it. You don't know there's no backdoors in a typical router that you install OpenWRT or pfSense or some other firmware on. And basically, we fund the development of LibreCMC explicitly for this reason. So.
And your partner is involved in LibreCMC, so it's kind of in-house almost.
It is. It's a separate project, and other routers are supported that we don't sell. It's just they're harder to get your hands on.
But he's literally in your house.
Yeah. He lives with me.
So there you go, Beaker. Hopefully that gives you a little bit more of a feeling for how solid of a product it is under the hood.
I think it's, it sounds great. I just have one follow-up question, and then I will let you guys go. So you guys do, with that router, you do provide a VPN service optionally that you can subscribe to monthly. Where is your VPN host located at?
Good question.
There's servers in a bunch of different countries, so I couldn't tell you, specifically which server.
So it's one particular provider that you recommend?
No. So we provide VPN service.
You do.
As an option with the router.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's also directions for other VPN providers. It's more complicated to set it up, though. So if you're not technical, I would just go through us. You're technical, there's a lot of other excellent providers out there, too. So,
but you all have servers in other countries is what you're saying VPN service. I gotcha. Beaker, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Chris is talking about Think Penguin, which is his business, where you can not only get these VPN-based routers, but also Linux hardware, laptops, desktops, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
ThinkPenguin.com. You know what? I had this in my show prep a few weeks ago, and we never mentioned it. And it's just so short, I think it's important to get out there. This is from WikiLeaks. And for listeners who are unfamiliar, WikiLeaks, of course, is probably one of the most important news-related organizations in the world. I mean, they receive leaked information from various different governments around the world, and they put that information out there. So they are the conduit for global leaks on governments and corruption and things like that. really important work, right? Like, they're so important that they've targeted the governments of the world have targeted Julian Assange, who is the founder, if you will, of WikiLeaks, the head of the organization, the visible person, and he's been hiding out in a Ecuadorian embassy in Great Britain now for something like 6+ years. And now a headline from WikiLeaks at WikiLeaks Shop on Twitter. This is their official store, right? So if you want to buy like a WikiLeaks T-shirt or something.
I already did. I bought a bunch of stuff. Just last week I bought a 1984 clock for the studio.
Right on. I personally have not been on the store. I didn't know that it existed until now. I've been a supporter of WikiLeaks generally. We certainly like talking about what they do here on Free Talk Live, but I didn't know they had a store. And until recently, they were using Coinbase for their shopping platform, and Coinbase is one of the biggest mega corporations within the world of cryptocurrency. They started as a Bitcoin wallet and they an online Bitcoin wallet where they control your keys. So, you know, from day one, Coinbase was a bad idea.
Yes.
As far as you holding your cryptocurrency in a secure way, that is not the way to do it. But it is a way for a lot of people who got started. You know, Coinbase is, you know, it's sort of the introduction level access into the world of cryptocurrency for the total newbie. There's a lot of people who start with Coinbase, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, just so long as you get off there eventually and get your Bitcoin somewhere else.
They're an exchange too, so I don't necessarily know that it's a bad place to start from. You got to get it from somewhere if you're not getting paid in it, right?
That's
so
true.
It's not. It doesn't seem to me like a bad place to start out. If you know, you're. I mean, again, not everybody. I would start out there. Like, if you're in New Hampshire, I certainly wouldn't start out there.
Yeah.
Because we just have so many other options. But if you're, you know, if you're in South Dakota or California or New York or someplace else.
Well, thankfully,
right?
There are other alternatives like Uphold.com, which also can connect to a bank account. Because one of the things Coinbase had for a long time that nobody else did was easy connection to a bank account. And so for people who are willing to reveal their private information, then that's an easy way to get crypto. Is if you connect your bank account, you ACH money into Coinbase, and then you can buy crypto with that. And that's easy. But it's also completely on the record. And so all the other companies that compete with them on that now, like Uphold.com, obviously they're on the record too, but they're just not as evil as Coinbase, at least not yet.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've actually purchased through the internet, so to speak. Isn't there a some site where you can go and purchase from other individuals?
Local Bitcoins.
Yeah, I don't think Local Bitcoins is what I'm thinking of, though. Because Local Bitcoins, you actually physically go and meet up with somebody, right?
No, that's an option.
That's an option. So okay, do they have, like, you can enter an amount, and then it tells you what bank account you can deposit into?
That's,
and
I would say, the bulk.
Okay.
I would say that's the bulk of what happens on Local Bitcoins.
Yeah, see, that doesn't seem like a terrible way to do it to me.
But, and yeah, so there's some privacy with Local Bitcoins, or there can be privacy.
Yeah.
But there's also risk of fraud, so you have to be careful with
true.
Strangers coming into bank accounts and giving out routing and, you know, a bank account information and things like that. But as far as what happened with Coinbase, according to WikiLeaks Shop on Twitter, announcement, Coinbase has blocked the official WikiLeaks Shop from its platform without notice or explanation. And then they actually did get an explanation. They posted that, and Coinbase will share what Coinbase said to WikiLeaks to dump them. Coming up here in moments, and your calls and thoughts are on the way. 855-450-FREE if you want to make them and join us on the radio here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We got enough time here. If you want to jump in and join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about a lot of tech-related stuff tonight. Now, WikiLeaks under attack from Coinbase, as Coinbase has shut them down. No longer will WikiLeaks be able to use Coinbase to process cryptocurrency transactions on their WikiLeaks store. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
Also, I do want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. It is a great website where you can go and list your freedom-friendly business. Maybe you haven't really come out as a liberty-friendly person. I mean, obviously, thinkpenguin.com is liberty-friendly. Everybody knows that because they're listening to our show. But if you want other people who don't know about your business, who are libertarians, to find out about you, well, you got to put it out there. And the way you do that is by going to liberty.menu. It is a website explicitly for libertarians and voluntarists. If you don't believe in freedom, don't go to liberty.menu. You aren't welcome there. But if you do believe in liberty, if you do believe in the non-aggression principle, for instance, then you are wanted. Your business should be listed, or businesses. If you've got different things that you do as an entrepreneur, list them all. There's no limit to what you can put up there at liberty.menu, and it's free to use the site. So, again, there's no reason not to do this. Business owners, events coordinators, there's an events category. Digital content creators, There's a digital content category. So different types of things that you can create can be put up there for other libertarians to find out about. And if you're not a creator and you just want to find liberty-friendly businesses to give your business to, then this is where you go to find them. Liberty.menu, it's been around for not quite a year in its current form, and I'm really happy with it. I think it's a great-looking site. I'm glad that we're partnered up with them here at Free Talk Live. So check them out, liberty.menu. You can use code FTL in your profile, and you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. So, have you ever been on Coinbase, Chris?
I don't know if I've ever had an account with them. I have seen, Coinbase's interface, I think.
By somebody else using it.
By somebody else using it, but I don't even know if I've ever interacted with it personally.
Well, don't bother, because they're one of the worst out there. They're kind of like the big bank. I describe them as the big bank of cryptocurrency. They're not actually a bank, but, you know, they're a big company. They've been around forever, and they're very, very state obedient. In fact, they sent this notice to WikiLeaks. This is an excerpt from their email that they sent. Hello, thank you for your interest in Coinbase. Our primary goal is to make digital currency safe and secure for our customers. Well, first of all, digital currency is already safe and secure in most cases.
As long as you don't use Coinbase.
By default, right? Coinbase is a regulated money services business under FinCEN, which is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, an area of the federal government. They go on to say, and as part of achieving this goal, we are legally obligated to implement regulatory compliance mechanisms. Upon careful review, we believe your account has engaged in prohibited use in violation of our terms of service, and we regret to inform you that we can no longer provide you with access to our service. We respectfully request that you follow the on-screen instructions presented when you log into your Coinbase account to send any remaining balance off-site to an external address. And that's the end of the excerpt. Now, what I found interesting here was that they actually gave the reason why.
Really?
They didn't say which prohibited use, but they said, we believe your account has engaged in prohibited use in violation of our terms of service, and that's why we can't keep going, because FinCEN.
Okay.
When they cut me off 2 years ago, with a similar terse letter.
Now you're talking about Coinbase.
Coinbase.
Okay.
When they cut me off, and they're by proxy the Free Talk Live account, because Free Talk Live accepted Coinbase for our AMP program, because Coinbase, you know, to their credit, they actually had kind of a cool thing where you could have a subscription through Coinbase. And normally you can't do subscriptions with cryptocurrency, because subscription services like the AMP program, where you're using PayPal or credit card, when you do PayPal or credit card, you're giving us the authorization to pull funds from your account. But cryptocurrency doesn't work that way. Cryptocurrency, generally, only the customer can authorize to push funds from their wallet to the recipient. So subscriptions, you know, you can't pull with crypto, so usually subscriptions don't work. Well, Coinbase made it so you could do a subscription thing, because they hold your funds, and so they could authorize
that. And that's the problem with Coinbase.
It is one of the problems with Coinbase, but it was a nice thing to have for us for that time. But they cut me off, and in my case, when they sent me the email saying we're cutting you off, it was just like, we don't want to do business with you, come get your money. So in this case, they actually tried to tell them at least something about you're using some sort of prohibited use. Now, they don't say what that is. I mean, what could they possibly have been doing? Is selling WikiLeaks T-shirts a prohibited use? A clock? Is that prohibited use?
I have to say, what's amazing about this, the way that the whole FinCEN thing works, and how the government treats these businesses and the banks and similar, it doesn't even matter if there's been a charge against the,
criminal charge.
Right. Any kind of criminal charge against any kind of business or individual. FinCEN and the government goes after the banks and, in this case, a business. And they say, cut this person off,
yep.
or cut these people off, or cut this type of person off. And they will, they write, years ago, not even
sometimes
years ago.
Sometimes they cut you off just because they're afraid of what the government
yeah.
might do.
And, well, that's true, but I don't remember, I don't know if you remember this, but a few years ago, they, the government wrote a letter to all of the banks, and it said basically, anybody who's been involved in any kind of sex-related work, cut them off.
Marijuana businesses, too.
They may have. But the difference is the sex businesses were not illegal. We were talking about legal sex businesses.
Like a porn shop or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or somebody who's been a stripper in Las Vegas or one of those areas, in Nevada somewhere.
Where it's legal.
Yeah, where it's legal.
Right.
And yet they, and these people have had bank accounts for 20 years.
Cut them off.
They had to be cut off
yep.
because of this letter saying, if you don't, we're going to put our thumb on you and you're going to go bye-bye.
Yeah, and I've had bank accounts shut me down without explanation whatsoever. I was finally able to get an explanation from a credit union, and the reasons why a lot of this stuff happens is because of fear of the regulatory agencies, not because the agency has come there and specifically said, we want you to target
right.
WikiLeaks.
Right, and they don't, and this is the thing, the government doesn't, when they send these letters out, they don't explicitly say anything, they implicitly. Implicitly, is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah. They suggest or they word it such where it's like, it's clear what you have to do in order to get their good graces. But nonetheless, it's not like these people have committed any crimes.
If they did, they'd charge them with crimes.
Right, exactly.
So there's your latest on WikiLeaks. And as I mentioned earlier, Facebook apparently is exploring the creation of its own cryptocurrency because everybody's got to have a crypto now that would allow its billions of users around the world to make electronic payments, according to people familiar with the plans, unidentified sources saying they're very serious about it. They started studying blockchain almost a year ago when a member of its corporate development team began looking at how the social platform could use the emerging technology. At the time, that person was the only employee at Facebook devoted to studying the blockchain, which is, of course, the digital and decentralized ledger that underpins cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Her work was thrust into the spotlight this week when Facebook announced their vice president in charge of the Messenger app would lead a new team to, quote, explore how to best leverage blockchain across Facebook, starting from scratch. So apparently there's a dozen Facebook employees now working on blockchain, and they're sort of just talking that this is happening. What it's going to end up looking like, I don't know. And I, of course, quit Facebook at the beginning of this year, and my life has been
Congratulations.
Better. Yes, it has been much better as a result. Technically, I still have the account there, so I haven't deleted the account from Facebook. But then again, you can never really delete your account from Facebook anyway, even if you tell them to delete the account.
Yeah, probably
it's
not.
It's still there on their servers, and you can actually go and undelete it at any time that you want. It's meaningless. But it's been good for me. I've had more productive time as a result, and I always know. Notice now when people are scrolling Facebook, I'll like walk into the middle room here at the LRN studio, and almost every time Daryl's on Facebook, just
really?
Scrolling down Facebook. And I know I used to be like that.
Oh.
I know I used to be like that. I was so addicted to it. And so I don't think a cryptocurrency is going to get me back into the fold. But one thing is true about Facebook, they already have a systems for payments in there. So you can like link a debit card to your Facebook account and use Facebook to pay people. So they're already in the space of payments. So it wouldn't surprise me if they were serious about launching a crypto. And of course, they've got the installed user base.
Everybody is these days. Even Telegram is.
Telegram canceled their ICO.
They did, but they still have the cryptocurrency. And my understanding, it's all private investment now.
I haven't looked into that. That sounds interesting. I wish we had more time to talk about it, but we're out of time for tonight. Maybe another night. Chris from ThinkPenguin.com, thanks for joining me. I'm Ian Freeman with Free Talk Live. We'll see you online in the meantime. Check out our Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.